Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I am so grateful that you're with me today, studying the Word of God together, and it's great. I can tell you that on my own, I love to study God's Word throughout the day, just going in and finding out what He has to say to me, and I'm just praying that this podcast, 4 to 6 minutes long most times, is inspiring you to get into God's Word and to allow Him to speak to your heart, maybe even musing or meditating upon just one verse a day and thinking about what that means in your life and asking God to reveal it to you. That's what this podcast is all about, to inspire you to get into God's Word yourself. We go to the Lord in prayers. We begin our studies every time. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we are so blessed. You've given us life and breath. You sustain our lives. You've given us your word, and you've given us the ability by your Holy Spirit to understand your word. And Lord, I realize you portion that out according to your divine purpose and plan. And so today, we just want to make ourselves available to you to teach us and guide us by your Holy Spirit, your truth. And Lord, that you'd empower us to live according to that truth as well. We want our lives to really count before you and to be a pleasure in your eyes. And so we yield ourselves to you today, and we give you thanks again for your word. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title of today's lesson is Jesus' Troubled Soul. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12 and verse 27. The apostle John wrote how Jesus said, "He that loves his life shall lose it. And he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor." And in chapter 12, verse 27 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "Now is my soul troubled." Where we read, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour." The verse reads, "Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour." John began with the words, "Now is my soul troubled," which means presently and at this time exists my, Jesus' seat of feelings, desires, affections, and aversions, as agitated, disquieted, and made restless. "And what shall I say?" Or, "And what words will I, Jesus, utter, declare, or proclaim? Father," which refers to Jesus as Heavenly Father, "God, save me from this hour, or rescue and keep me, Jesus, safe away from this certain or definite time and season." John shared how Jesus declared his soul to be disquieted and restless as he questioned whether he should ask his Father, God, to rescue him from this time and season. The verse goes on to say, "But for this cause came I unto this hour." John continued with Jesus' words, "But for this cause," which means, however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, "on account of this reason and these grounds came I unto this hour." Or Jesus arose, appeared, and came forth to this time and season. John shared how Jesus said the hour he was facing was the reason he came to the world. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn that the soul of Jesus was disquieted concerning what he was going to endure. Mankind needed to be saved from their sins, which separated them from God. And Jesus would pay the price of death so people could have a personal relationship with his Father God. He could have prayed for God to rescue him from his trouble, but he knew this was the reason he came to the earth. God loves everyone. And he sent his son Jesus to the earth to die for the sins of every person. Those who surrender their lives to him will be forgiven of their sins and inherit everlasting life with God. Let all who read and hear these words understand how Jesus could have prayed to be rescued, but he gave his life that we might be saved. Next time, John shares how Jesus prays, "Father, glorify your name." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.